So I'll walk you through a brief overview of what we're trying to do and then give you some highlights of the capacity building aspects, which is something I'm particularly interested in as well. So as we go through, PREDICT is really part of, it's one of five initiatives that we're now at the end of year one. And so PREDICT is about a $75 million grant. We're really charged with wildlife surveillance and finding out what are the pathogens circulating in wildlife populations that could spill over and jump to human populations, the next H1N1, for example. But there are other initiatives that are part of this that are charged with capacity building for response to disease outbreaks, for preventing future outbreaks by behavior change, identifies, doing laboratory capacity building, deliver, gets new equipment to various hotspot regions of the world. So overall, we're part of this emerging pandemic threats program funded by USAID. And our very small challenge is to prevent, respond to, and predict really what are the next pathogens of pandemic potential. So, you know, just an everyday thing to take on here. But in a couple of the areas that we work here, you see on the left in Uganda, the livestock-wildlife interface, where even if we build fences to try and keep the livestock away from the wildlife, for example, the wildlife don't always respect that either, right? And so what we would like to do is contain disease in small areas and have these buffers to prevent spillover across species that eventually might get to humans, but it's not always so clear-cut.